Seattle has long been a Democratic Party stronghold. Democratic Party activists have held enormous sway over the outcome of local elections. But now, as campaign season begins, a non-Democrat is causing a rift in one corner of the party, as KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
The non-Democrat in question is Shama Sawant. She's a socialist who launched a long-shot bid for city council back in 2013. With little money and few endorsements, she ousted a longtime Democratic incumbent, becoming the first socialist city council member in Seattle's modern history. On Monday, she was back at the King County Elections Office, filing more than 3,000 signatures to get on the ballot once again.
No, it's exciting to be able to run yet another grassroots independent working class campaign. I'm looking forward to it.
This time around, though, a number of prominent Democrats have come out in support of Sawant. They include King County Councilmember Larry Gossett and State Senator Pramila Jayapal. And that isn't sitting so well with some Democratic Party activists.
Philosophically, it's a problem that we've never dealt with before.
That's David Corrado. He's the chair of the 37th District Democrats, the party organization in southeast Seattle. The 37th was set to co-sponsor a candidates forum in which Sawant was invited to appear. But when some members realized the socialist would be sharing a stage with Democrats, they strongly objected.
The concerns raised were that as a local Democratic group, our mission is to elect Democrats. And by lending our name, we were giving a stage to someone who was not a Democrat.
So Corrado says the organization's executive board pulled out of the forum and decided to hold its own without Sawant. You can imagine the response from Sawant's supporters.
I felt outraged. I just thought, what is this about?
That's Jean Legault, a Democratic Party activist who supports Sawant. Legault helped draft a petition to have Sawant included in the forum. It was signed by 76 members. Legault says it shouldn't matter what Sawant calls herself as long as she agrees with Democrats on the issues.
And I think we need to open our tent a little bit and include other minor party organizations like the Green Party or the Socialist Party or whoever, because we're all on the same side and we're stronger working together.
In the end, amidst all the debate, the organization decided to cancel the candidates' forum entirely. Chair David Corrado says this is uncharted territory, to have an incumbent who is not a Democrat and who is to the far left of the party. Corrado says the entire membership will need to get together to decide how inclusive they want the party to be. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.